The Mermetti brothers were detained in October of 2001 and held for more than 40 months on allegations that they were affiliated with a terrorist organization. The men say they had just attended a rally in Denver opposing the Iranian government and have never been involved with any terrorist groups. One of the brothers, Mustafa Michael Mermetti, says they were mistreated while being held on the basis of a false allegation.
We actually were living in fear while we were in jail for almost 3.5 years, so It really was a hell.
The brothers were released from detention in March 2005 with no criminal charges ever being filed. The Mermettis were accused of being supporters of the People's Mujahideen, or MEK, a group that has opposed the mullahs running Iran but is not known to have acted against the United States. In 2012, the MEK was removed from the State Department's list of designated terrorist organizations. The brothers say federal officials detained them for as long as they did to try to get them to provide information about the MEK that they did not have. They filed claims asking for compensation and an apology, but were turned down by U.S. courts who said federal officials are immune from prosecution. Catherine Sweetser, an attorney who has represented the brothers for years, says they are now taking their case to the international arena with the help of UCLA students.
The goal is to get an international body to officially say that their detention was wrongful. And so the UCLA Human Rights Clinic filed two petitions on their behalf. That's one with the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights and one with the Working Group on Arbitrary Detention. And these are two international bodies that monitor U.S. actions and can issue rulings saying that the U.S. was wrong in detaining them.
The two bodies do not have the legal authority to force the U.S. government to compensate the brothers, but Sweetser says a ruling in their favor could give them a form of justice by supporting their claims.
Because these are international bodies, they're suing the U.S. as a whole. So their claim is not just that they were wrongfully detained, but also that the U.S. is denying them their effective remedy by not allowing them to proceed and have their day in court.
A decision from the Inter-American Commission for Human Rights can take years, while the UN Working Group on Arbitrary Detention could respond sooner. In Los Angeles, I'm John Matthews, Pacifica Radio, KPFK.